Bob King will be here at 11, so, and he will need to go right on at that time. So let's move forward now with the finance and budget. David, your show.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll direct your attention to page 52. There are four action items, and those of you that were here for the committee meetings may recall there was quite a bit of information presented and discussion on these. Action item 3.1 is a request for revisions to the 2010-2011 operating budget. And as you may recall from the report, this is was occasioned because of the state budget reduction mandate, which allocated $1,123,100 to Western. And as you see, the net of this is a reduction of $393,100, and the credit on that is the net asset reserve is being used to make up the $730,000 putback. And that really is income that's come from extra income that's come in that was estimated lower than the actual income, and also it includes cutbacks from the budget. And you can see on page 52 and 53 there are points on all of the areas of the university that will be what they are doing to contribute to this reduction, from academic affairs at the top of the list through on page 53 the student affairs areas. So the request is to approve these revisions, and the committee had passed a resolution recommending approval. Do I hear a motion that this revision be allocated?
So moved. Second it.
Okay. Is there any discussion or questions?
Let me clarify that this is the non-recurring reduction. The recurring reduction will be reflected when you approve the fiscal year 12 budget. The strategy to implement these reductions would be different. You would use one-time money where feasible to balance the budget by June 30, 2011, and you make permanent changes in the 12 budget moving forward.
Okay. Any other questions? Call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And item 3.2 is the approval, the request for approval and acceptance of the auditor's report and financial statements for WKYU-TV and WKYU-FM radio. And these reports, I think everyone received back in March on the packets that came out, and they were prepared by Crowe Horwath, the LLP, the audit, the accounting and audit. Are there any questions regarding these?
Move acceptance.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And then item 3.3 on page 57 is a request for acceptance of the accountant's report on the application of agreed upon procedures and NCAA compliance report. Now, this is not this was a report prepared by Crowe Horwath, but it is not an audit. It didn't constitute an audit. It required their review to assure that they understand and Western understands the agreement that's required with the NCAA on procedures of funds. Are there any questions or comments?
The only thing I'd like to see the agreed upon procedures. I'm familiar with this kind of attestation of a CPA, and it's really the agreed upon procedures that runs this thing. So they're not here. At some point, if you can send me the agreed upon procedures.
You have it?
I'm sorry.
Have them as a separately bound document.
That would be the procedures.
Out, they're mailed out with
the committee.
Okay. Well, I don't have.
Well, and the accountants were at the committee meetings to answer questions and make comments. So, and by the way,
if you have any questions after the meeting, don't hesitate to contact me or athletic director. I know I can answer questions too.
I can pass it around, Larry.
Hey, I just gave him one.
I've got it. I thank you.
We will be, in this regard, Deborah Wilkins will chair the NCAA self-study that begins this year?
August.
In August, and will take about a year to do, and it's every 10 years?
Yes.
That time? There you go. Having fun with that?
Mm-hmm.
It'll take a year to do, and
hopefully I'll be here for the third.
She did the last one 10 years ago.
Well, and all of these reports are so-called clean reports from the accountants. So, motion has been called. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then on page 58, action item 3.4 is the request for approval of personnel actions that have occurred through the Human Resources Information System during the period of December 30 through March 10, 2011. December 30, 2010 through March 10, 2011. And as you may recall from the committee meeting, and these are changes that occur because of additional personnel being hired and retirements and other changes in the census of the staff and personnel. You may note that there is a detailed explanation for any change that's $5,000 or more and not associated with a personnel transfer. And that was passed last year at the request in the action of the Board of Regents. I hear a motion. We accept the personnel action.
So moved.
Second.
I have a correction. Page 59. We don't have a Department of Government anymore. So if we're going to tenure somebody, we need to tenure that faculty member in political science, which is the name of the department. Yeah, that's strange. Yeah, I got out of the other, and they were hiring somebody in political science above that, so I don't know how that glitched. Sure. And your report looks great. It's very easy to see what the explanations are and the way they've been highlighted. Thank you very much.
And you may see that we kind of souped up this report from the committee meeting. We found we got a couple of duplications from that meeting. We also went back and highlighted the $5,000 amount. We also clarified some of the additional information that we provided for the action. So hopefully we're in better shape with that in terms of what you
You don't need to amend this, do you, Dr. Minter, to add that?
I don't think so. It seems to be, I mean, if
just a change.
If you would like, for the record, we can. I move to amend the report to change government to political science in the actions on page 59.
That would be for Victoria Gordon?
Yes, that's correct.
Second that amendment.
Any other questions or comments? Vote on the amendment first.
Correct.
Yes, or if by unanimous consent, since this is a procedural thing, you really don't have to vote on it.
Okay. Well, let's take it by unanimous consent to accept the report with the notation that's been discussed. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes.
This, I believe, will mark the first time that faculty will be aware of their tenure before they leave. Since we moved these reports and promotion tenure up into the annual board, previously they were addressed, I believe, at the June board, so I'm sure a lot of faculty appreciate this. Thank you.
There is an informational item on page 68. The Standard & Poor's summary analysis shows that the Western's ratings for its outstanding bonds are rated A based on the strong operating history and performance and the growing enrollment of the university. Do you have any comments on that?
Yes, this is an annual report, in indicating the outlook is has improved from stable to positive regarding the university's bonds. Majority of our debt is pegged to the state's bond rating because of the state intercept program, and the intercept program essentially says that the bond payments are guaranteed by the state should the university not make payments. But it's a positive report. It's a rather strenuous review that we have several phone conversations. We can review the report and draft and comment on their findings. But it's a very positive report.
Well, it's positive for additional reasons. One, in terms of documenting a debt burden of 4.6%. But the key variable is we're getting ready to issue agency bonds for the Downing University Center project, which we just approved. And if our debt rating were going in the other direction, it would compound that debt issue dramatically and cost us significant dollars. So this rating analysis and rating is timely and will serve us well in the issuing of those agency bonds.
I would just recommend that you look at when you do this is maybe bifurcating your issuance so that you have a certain amount of variable rate bonds on the short end, because variable rate governments are going at about 0.60%, whereas your 30 to 20 year bonds are going about 5%. These are all tax exempt markets I'm talking about, 5 to 5.5%. So a spread right now, and you put a collar on it with a derivative on a very short-term rate, can bring your total net interest rate very low, because short-term rates are so incredibly low. They're historically low. If you can borrow money at 0.60%, you ought to take advantage of it. But, just an idea. You all
just
control
as long
the
finances. As you don't get, is there some kind of caps on that though, Larry? If it gets
well,
out,
also
of
you don't want it all. You don't want it all in variables because it could be risky. But at some blend might be worthwhile
you got a short
looking at.
Something you could pay out.
Based on legislative authorization, we'll come back to you for approval to issue bonds, but we, for the Downing University renovation, there will be two issuances. We have a legislative cap in terms of authorization in this biennium, and we'll need legislative approval to have bonds at the amount that has been presented. And we'll also look at the bank qualified to see where the cap is on the bank qualified to see how that makes.
It's 10 million. You probably won't qualify for bank qualifications.
Well, what we've done is broken it into where we maximize the $10 million, then go into a separate issue for the next amount over 10.
Right.
But those are good points.
Yeah. But the variable rate is just really so lucrative right now.
It doesn't have anywhere to go but up, though.
Well, according to Bernanke, it's not going to go up anytime soon.
Radio.
I hope. Yeah. Yeah.
We want to issue our bonds before that happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
3 to 5 years.
And when do you think that we would have the legislative approval?
We have legislative approval
right,
in the
did.
Current biennium. I'm looking around for John.
33.5.
Okay, thank you. You're there. Thank you. Yeah. And then once we get into January for the 12-14 session, We will have authorization in fiscal year 13 to issue the remaining portion of bonds.
Okay, David, you got us? All right. Thank you, sir, and a good job. Let's move into the executive committee report.